It's not your fault, but it's still your problem. You ever been in a situation where you showed up, took over a department, took over a team, took over a project, and it's jacked up? I've been there. It ain't fun. And you know, we get like a short period of time to blame the previous administration, but at some point we have to take ownership for the whole damn thing. Again, we're not taking ownership for the deficiencies or the current state that we find the situation to be in. What we're taking ownership for is the improvement and the transformation that we are there to deliver. This thinking of it's not your fault, but it is your problem. This is a mental model that I use for myself, right? Like, Jess, it's not your fault. I'm not going to carry any of the blame. I'm not going to let any of that garbage from the past steal the wind from my sails. But it is my problem. I'm going to take responsibility. I'm going to take ownership, and I'm going to make things better for everybody involved, or at least I'm going to try like hell. So my question to you is, how much time do you spend denying fault and guarding your feelers instead of taking ownership and making things better for the people in front of you? Be cool, and we'll talk at you next time.